Next up on Express Yourself, I am joined by DJ Hill, who is the owner of DJs on Main here in Carbondale, and also a local artist, activist, poet with work all over the valley. You were just telling me you have photographs up in the Village Smithy.
I do. They just went up, and they're much different than anything I've done, so it makes it kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in what way? What do they capture?
Well, that's a very good question. Back in 2010-11, I became an organic chicken farmer, believe it or not, back in Minnesota. And it was a lot of work taking care of that many birds. I think I had 250 birds. We sold organic eggs all over the Twin Cities. And to kind of counteract that work thing, I decided to start taking, I call them funky chicken photos, and they turned into greeting cards, prints, that kind of thing. So it was my way of kind of countering all the work that raising hens was, and I think people smile when they see them.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. So that's at the Village Smithy.
And it is.
You will soon have a piece up in the Red Brick Center's More Than Thread in Aspen. The opening reception for that is on Thursday, November 15th from 5 to 7 p.m. And this piece that you are incorporating in that show is also coinciding with the release of a book of poetry, of art that's both with words and visuals. What is your book called?
My book is called Homespun Mercies.
Okay. So that kind of relates to the More Than Thread, Homespun.
Yes. It was crazy how this happened. So I was telling you earlier that we decided, I think it was back in March, that we were going to go ahead and publish this collection of poetry, which was 21 years in the making. And my publisher, editor told me that I had to create the cover, which scared me half to death. I knew I had very little time to accomplish that, so I went to Santa Fe and worked with mixed media artist Holly Roberts, who also teaches a lot up at Anderson Ranch. And so I started working on this piece, which incorporates metal and 125-year-old thread, new yarn, old yarn, broken glass, old photo of my great aunt. And I completed the piece in May and just happened to go on, because I've been in a show up at Red Brick, just happened to go on their website to see what they had coming up. And lo and behold, it was called More Than Thread. And I'm thinking, it couldn't have been more right up. You know, it couldn't have been more perfect. And that's kind of how I found serendipity works. So, yeah, I'm excited to be up there. It'll be fun.
Great. And so your piece, which is also the cover of the book, will be on display. And you will also be selling copies of the book?
I will be selling copies of the book. The big piece will be up there. It's quite large. And then I was encouraged by Sarah Roy, who is the curator up there, to we were going to hang some, as I was showing you, the kind of pull-away images, so the up-close and kind of backing off. And Sarah said, you know, let's do something that'll incorporate your poetry with, since it's in the book, how could we do that? And so we'll actually be making several poster size, kind of 11 by 15, that the background will be some of my visual work that's in the book, and then kind of superimposed on the top with stanzas of the poem. So I'm kind of excited about that, because she kind of challenged me to look outside of, oh, we'll just hang another, you know, group of photos that are predictable. When I sent her the draft, she was like, that's perfect. So I'm excited to see if it turns out like we think it's going to turn out. So, yeah.
And you mentioned to me that this book has been 21 years in the making.
Yes.
How does it feel to be releasing it now to people?
I'm so glad you use that word release. That's so perfect, because you know what the title of the image on the front is. It's release.
Oh, wow.
And so for me, it was like 21 years. I started writing this book in, 1997, and had recently lost my dad. And so, started writing from a place of of loss and of kind of a void. And so I thought, I started writing the poems way back then. And poetry and writing really took me through some really great times and some really challenging times. And so when this all came together and then the piece sits on the cover and all of this work is underneath from this length of time, it feels like a release. It feels like, yes, it's complete. It's almost like closing the book and saying, this is it. This really tells a story of those years, and it makes me really grateful for all the people that came into my life that helped with that process, whether it's professors, Holly Roberts, all the different people that helped to get to this point. It really feels like an accomplishment to have it finally all be done.
For listeners and myself, would you mind sharing a poem or two from the book?
I certainly can. You're so sweet to ask for that. I'm so happy you invited me in. Oh, we should read this one. So I actually, this book is coming out, and I'm just so excited of all the kind of the fun things that have come together. And this book, well, maybe I shouldn't read this poem. I'm excited because there's a poem in here titled Harry that I started writing one December. I did a poem a day, and Harry was one of the first poems I wrote. I did a quick like Facebook check, social media check that morning, and a friend was talking about, she was telling it so, the story was so funny. She was talking about taking her mom with her dog to the vet and what was going on in that whole scene. And it was sad because they were going to put the dog down, but the way she was describing this conversation that was going on was hilarious. And so I decided to write a poem about it. And this poem is not only in Homespun Mercies, but it's going to be in a book called Gone Dogs, which is coming out in December. And the tagline is Dogs We've Loved. And so that's kind of fun.
Is that a compilation?
It is. It's going to be stories, stories of people all over the United States who some of the stories are absolutely hilarious. Some people reading it will absolutely break out in tears because I know I did just reading the drafts. But I think there's 50 stories of dogs, and it's their first edition. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Harry wasn't my dog, but just his friend's dog. So I will read the one that you were talking about, Raleigh. It's titled Mother Earth. I am the rain pinging off shingles, the windows of the place you call home on a Monday, as you dream of snowfall, the bluster of winter. I wash the grit from your porch, your driveway, the statue of Mary, eyes lifted to the sky. It is all made clean. I water your lawn green in December, the month of snowman. Spring ushered in silently months before her time. I fall on the ice as it turns soft, then vanishes back into itself. As fish rise to the surface warmed by the change in biological clocks and cars stand idle on entrance ramps, waiting for their chance to merge into the humming pace of progress.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah. I kind of wrote that one, I think it was last year when I think our first snowfall was what? Christmas Day. Yeah. So.
Wow.
That's that one.
And you also had a book featured in a compilation recently, Letter to the President.
Something. Oh, yes. Dear Mr. President. That was fun. Uh-huh. That was fun. How did that come about? I saw a call for poetry from an editor who's out of Chicago. And he has done, let's see, I think this is number 21. 21, do you call it compilation?
Yeah.
Collections of poems that he's done this for 21 years. And he publishes that of Chicago. And so the idea was people were going to write toward, if you were sending a letter to the president in the White House, what would your letter, i.e. poem, look like? And so the cover, I think, indicates for people that perhaps this is all going to look one way, you know, mm-hmm. It's all going to be one persuasion. But what's cool about it was he divided it into three sections, so red, blues, and purples. And I think if people looked at it, they would see a really good cross-section of opinions and voices that I think need to be heard. We can't just assume ours is the only perspective of, you know, I see it this way and therefore that is. I think the conversation, he helps move along the conversation about listening to people whose opinions are different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Once again, More Than Thread will be on November 15th. The opening reception is on November 15th, but it goes through January 3rd at the Red Brick Center for the Arts in Aspen. And you will also be premiering your book on November 15th there.
Yay.
And there will be other opportunities for people to meet you and get a copy of the book as well, including a book signing at the library here in Carbondale on November 29th.
That's right. Several local artists are going to be there, so it's a great time to go and see what's being written and published in the Valley. Great gift-giving idea, you know. That's awesome. We'll also have it for sale, obviously, at DJ's during the month of December. And I'm trying to think if there was any other place I told you that...
You mentioned you were going to go on a tour as well.
Yes, I'm excited about that. So we'll be traveling, since I am from Minneapolis, we'll be doing some book readings at bookstores there, bookstores in the Valley as well. And what I was talking to you about that makes me really excited is, since I was a student, I also taught preschool, I'm really excited to get back in the classrooms, whether it's high school students, college students, community college, just to have that opportunity to talk writing and language and creativity with young people, because they get so excited and they don't have that sense of boundaries. Like, as we get older, we kind of go, well, I could never do that, or that would never cross my mind. And I just think kids are so open about asking questions, because I'm really interested. When I first thought of doing this book, I really thought it was going to be something where it was just this, just words. And then I became introduced to the art of collage through a professor back in Minneapolis, Deborah Keenan, and then worked with Holly Roberts at Anderson Ranch, and then again in Santa Fe. And I just see how being able to use color and images, how much it enhances what I had written, and really turned it into a totally different book. And that makes me happy.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to express yourself, to share about your artwork, DJ Hill.
Yay. Thank you, Raleigh. It's always good to see you. And congratulations on your new position.
Thank you very
much. I'm excited.
And I imagine if other opportunities for people to catch up with you would be at your holiday show beginning November 17th at DJ's on Main. And
I'm excited about that. I was talking to several artists that were getting in all these great, both great art and gift ideas for the holidays that maybe people won't find other places in the Valley. And we're going to have that show kicking off. It'll run all the way through the holidays, but the 17th from 4 to 7. And we're actually going to have our artists bring in hors d'oeuvres and goodies to eat. And so people can just feel like they're part of that art community. It'll be a great time for all of our artists who haven't met to have a chance to get to know each other. And then for people to come and say, wow, this is who's making, you know, the jewelry I'm going to wear, or whatever, the gift that I'm going to give, you're really going to feel like it's a great experience to meet the artists.
Thank you, DJ.
Thank you, Raleigh.